Today, boys and girls, we're going to learn about a man in the Bible called Onesimus. We read about Onesimus in the book of Philemon. Now, Paul's letter to Philemon is the second shortest book in the Bible. And this is a letter that Paul wrote to Philemon, and it's all about a man called Onesimus. Onesimus had been a slave who worked for Philemon, but he ran away from his master. Now, slavery has been a practice almost since the beginning of time. In the Old Testament times, slavery was accepted in Israel, although it wasn't widespread. Men and their families became slaves to households that were wealthier, who perhaps had more money, whenever they weren't able to pay their debts. Prisoners of war were made slaves for kings. King David, for example, had slaves work on some of his projects. King Solomon made a type of slavery system, that is sort of forced labour, making people to work for him. And men were expected to work for King Solomon for 1 month out of three. These men would have built roads and fortresses and temples and looked after farms and worked the mines. This type of practice that Solomon started was probably common under all the kings of Judah. In the New Testament times, there were both Jewish and non-Jewish slaves in Palestine. They were not normally forced to do heavy work. Many of them worked in wealthy homes, that is, homes that had lots of money. They were able to afford slaves. A slave living in a Roman area was made to wear a badge called a slave badge. And this is what it said. Seize me if I should try to escape and send me back to my master. Now today, our society doesn't support slavery anymore. But until about 200 years ago, slavery was very common, even in our own country. In 1807, William Wilberforce led the movement which saw the slave trade abolished. But sadly, today it's still practiced in various parts of the world. Now, the Bible does not condone slavery. It does not say it's a good thing that we should be doing. But the Bible did recognise that it happened, and therefore rules were made to protect slaves. The Bible had rules for how slaves were to be treated. In Exodus chapter 21, we learn that if a slave was a Jew, he had to be set free after 7 years, but non-Jews could be kept as slaves for life. If the slave married and had children while he was a slave, the children belonged to the master. The slave also had the option to stay with his master after the 7 years were up. If he wanted to stay with his master, he was brought to the judges, who made a hole in his ear, symbolizing that he was a slave for life. But whenever we think of slavery, we can't think of slavery without thinking that man is always in a system of slavery himself. And quite often, men and women and boys and girls can be unaware that they themselves are slaves. We are slaves to sin. We are born under the command of sin. We live under its rule. We are those who sin against God day and daily. We can't help ourselves. We're slaves to that awful practice of sinning. But here today, boys and girls, I want us to look for a little moment at this man Onesimus, and there's some very important lessons that we can learn from him. Now, Onesimus was a slave in the New Testament times. He worked in Philemon's home, but he wouldn't have been mistreated by Philemon. He would have had the privilege of attending the religious services that happened in Philemon's home. He would have heard the gospel being preached by the pastor there. He would have witnessed the gospel lived out in the life of Philemon and Apphia his wife, and many others. No doubt he would have heard of the Apostle Paul. He might even have been there if Paul came past on one of his missionary journeys. But something happened that caused Philemon to run, or that caused Onesimus to run away from Philemon's home. He was now guilty of being a runaway slave, and we don't know why he ran away. Maybe he didn't like being in a Christian home. Maybe the talk of sin was troubling to him. Maybe he wanted to escape from work and go and experience the world. And sadly, there are many people like this today. There's many boys and girls who think like that today. They don't like living in a Christian home. They don't like hearing the gospel. They don't like hearing that they have sinned against God and they need to repent of that sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me tell you, boys and girls, a Christian home is the best home to be in. A home where you have those who pray with you and pray for you. A home where your parents and maybe even grandparents teach you the Bible, where they open the Bible and read to you the good news of the gospel. A Christian home is the best home because it's the home where we're brought to learn about God and where we're taught to know God personally and to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour. But it seems that Onesimus didn't like being in a Christian home, so he ran away. Now, the suggestion is that he probably stole from Philemon to fund his journey so that he would be able to get it far and far away from Philemon. Well, in verse 11 of Paul's letter, he says that Onesimus in times past was to thee unprofitable. Now that word unprofitable can be understood as useless. So Paul says to Philemon, Onesimus in past time was useless to thee. And how true that is. A slave who was not there to work is useless to his master. But it's even worse if Philemon had paid money for him. He hadn't got the service from him that he had expected. And if Onesimus stole from him, then he was most certainly out of pocket. So Onesimus was described as an unprofitable or a useless servant. Now, whenever we think of a useless servant, who should we think of the most? Well, I think we should probably think of ourselves. What can we give to God whenever we think of all the good things that he gives to us? Whenever we think of how he gives us strength in our body to walk and to run and to play, whenever we think that there's always food on the table for us to eat, whenever we think that we get sunshine, whenever we that comes to us every day, whenever we think that we have family who love and care for us, whenever we think that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on that cross of Calvary and to bear sin upon his body. Whenever we think of one who has given us so much and we have given him so little, we should say that we are the unprofitable, we are the useless servants to God. But despite the fact that we can see how useless we are, the Bible tells us that God delights in us, that God wants that relationship with us, that the only thing God calls us to do is to turn away from our sin and to believe upon him. Boys and girls, let us not be like Onesimus. Let us not run away from God. Let us not hide our faces from him, but let us be those who gladly embrace the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Onesimus, he was guilty of running away. But whenever Onesimus ran away from Philemon, he couldn't run away from God. He ran away to Rome, but God was still speaking to him, even whenever he was in that vast city. Paul, writing to Philemon, says that Onesimus is now profitable to thee and to me. That is, he's useful to you and to me. So why is Onesimus profitable? Why is he useful? Paul said before he was useless, but now he's useful. Why is that? Well, since Onesimus has come to Rome, he's been converted. He has come under conviction of his sin. That is, he has come to see that his sin is disgusting and vile in the eyes of a holy God. And he sees that his sin is keeping him out of heaven. And he sees that his sin is going to take him to the deepest, darkest pit of hell. And he sees that he needs forgiveness for his sin. And no doubt he remembers hearing of the Apostle Paul in prison when he was at Philemon's house. So Onesimus seeks him out to find Paul to be directed to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Onesimus, the unbeliever, was unprofitable. He ran away. He wasn't much use to Philemon. But now he's been converted. He's no longer living for sin. He is now living by faith in God. There's the grace of God in his life. He's living for Jesus Christ. He is now profitable. Profitable. Profitable to Paul. What a testimony to the change in Onesimus' life. He's profitable. Paul wants to keep him with him. He wants him to minister to him. Paul found Onesimus a great help to his ministry. But Paul is also saying that he's profitable to Philemon. Paul here is saying to Philemon that before Onesimus was useless to thee, but now he's useful. And one of the ways that Paul describes this change in Onesimus, he says, my son. Now Onesimus was not Paul's actual physical son, but he's a spiritual son, because he's now part of the same family. He's now part of the family of God. So they have that bond that is as close as a physical relationship. There's a big change in Onesimus's life. And boys and girls, whenever somebody comes to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a change in them. They come to love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates. What sort of things does God hate? Well, God hates sin. He hates lying. He hates stealing. He hates people taking his name in vain. He hates images and idols. He hates the breaking of the Lord's day. He hates those who are disobedient, who don't listen and obey their mums and dads. So there's a lot of things that God hates. God hates sin, the breaking of his law. But there are things that God loves. God loves, boys and girls, to believe in him. God loves, boys and girls, to pray to him and to come and to sing to him. God loves boys and girls who love to read their Bibles or have the Bible read to them. God loves whenever we seek to keep his commandments and not do those sinful things, but do those things that are good. And that is a sign that somebody is converted, whenever they come to love the things that God loves. Well, in verse 12 of this letter, Onesimus is told by the Apostle Paul to return to Philemon. Remember, Onesimus had run away from Philemon, but Paul tells him to go back. He has to go and ask Philemon to forgive him, and he has to go and serve him again, this time faithfully. Well, Onesimus doesn't argue with Paul. He respects the authority of Paul, so he goes back to Philemon, as he is told to do. He realizes that his duty is towards Philemon, his master. He needs to be reinstated by Philemon, or Philemon needs to release him, to let him go. Look at what Paul says in verse 12. He says to Philemon, receive him that is mine own bowels. He says, receive Onesimus as if you are receiving my own heart. One commentator put it like this: Paul is saying to Philemon, Onesimus is my heart. So Paul gives the commendation to Philemon to receive Onesimus with gladness. There was a change in him. And no doubt as Onesimus, the runaway slave, went back to Philemon, Philemon would have seen the change in Onesimus. The one who is changed obeys the commands that are given to them. And Onesimus was willing to do that. And I'm sure that Philemon willingly received him back again. Boys and girls, this is a very important lesson from the life of Onesimus, one who lived in a home where the gospel was taught and lived before them, but didn't like it, so he ran away. But he can't run away from God. God continues to speak to him and show him his sin, and Onesimus comes to stop chasing after sin and stop living for all the things of the world that he thought would make him happy but didn't. And he comes to see that true happiness is found in knowing Jesus Christ. The true happiness is in living with Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord and Master. True happiness is whenever we come to submit to Jesus Christ. The gospel, boys and girls, it's not a chore. It shouldn't be a struggle for us to love God. We should want to love God. Whenever we think of everything that he's done for us, we should want to love him. We should feel compelled to love him. What has God done for us? Well, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.